just step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cups. Here's to this moment, it will never happen again.
This is Offstage and On the Air, performance number 454. This is our spring membership drive. I am Lisa Sheps. I am joined by co-host Nick Squared.
Nick Squared!
That's Nicole Shiro and Nick Mayo. You are listening to us on KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby. Guess what, everybody? Give up. We stream it live. KOOP.org. Don't go away.
Step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cup. Step right up, feast your eyes on the wonders of this world. Oh yeah.
When I drive.
It is Wednesday, February 28th, 2018, the last week of February. How the hell did that happen? On the show today, we have the Barons Men and their show, The Curate, Shakespeare as You Like It. And also later, we'll be talking to Galaxy Corp Productions, Agent Andromeda by Raina Hardy, and we will be speaking to Raina Hardy. This is also our spring membership drive. This is a new for co-op since I've been here. We are doing it in 10 days, 10 instead of 17. So this is Offstage and On the Air's only membership drive opportunity. So get your pocketbooks ready and get your dialing fingers exercised. And of course, throughout all this, we'll have lively conversations of the world of theater in Austin, New York, Chicago, St. Petersburg, and Moscow. We'll be right back. All right, I'm just going to let that play out. We got all the way to the end of that puppy, When I Drive. So you might wonder why I played that song.
Why did you play that song?
This is Membership Drive. So, I usually I go find songs about money and stuff like this. This time, it's driving.
I love it.
You got to say that right into the microphone.
I'm not talking in the mic today. I'm protesting.
Okay.
I'm doing a radio show, not on the mic.
She's doing a walkout. So we're going to start right off by inviting John Hoffner to the microphone. John, how are you?
Money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money.
I'm doing great. This is such a great show, and this is such a great opportunity for everybody to call in. We are off stage, and our hands are out. We would like you to call us at 512-472-5667, and it's your opportunity to show your love for this awesome show that comes to you every week on Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. It's the first of our news and public affairs shows, and it is a show.
It's a doozy, let me just tell you that. Yeah. And here's the deal for you guys. We've done this once before. We're going to do it again. It was a tremendous success. I have one copy. Hear me. I have one copy of a book, hardcover, very expensive book called Finishing the Hat by somebody I've never heard of before, but his name is Stephen Sondheim. And that's, you're hearing it right there. It's a hard copy book. Any new first time sustaining, somebody comes in as a sustainer, that's $20 a month or more, could be more, you get Stephen Sondheim Finishing the Hat. This book retails for $735.25. And it's yours for $20 a month. I don't think that that's asking too much. 512-472-5667.
Give us a call. And this is a hard copy. It's not a digital copy, which is really cool.
I wish we had someone who could knock on it on the microphone.
We're doing it again. That's the hard cover.
Yep. And here's the deal. When you call in, we'll give you a hearty thank you that sounds something like this. Never mind. There it is.
You made us what we ought.
Never mind. We're just going to, we're learning how to operate all this stuff. You'll get a hearty thank you when you come in. Remember, a new sustaining member at $20 or more a month. You get Stephen Sondheim, which Nicole likes to call. What do you like to call him?
Esteban.
Esteban Sondheim. I wish that the webcam was working right now because Nicole, there's a million people here in the studio, and we are Nicole and Nick, which I like to call Nick Squared.
Nick Squared!
They are sharing mic number two with John Hoffner. And Nick Mayo is like 6'2", and John Hoffner is about 6'7", and Nicole is 4'3". So it's really quite humorous.
On a phone book.
Yeah, on a phone book. So in real life, she's 3'11". So let's introduce the folks that are here. I may get the right order, I may not. We have Raina Hardy. Hi, Raina.
Hi.
Get right up to that microphone.
Hello, Lisa.
Yeah. So that we show how the sausage is made here on offstage and on the air. So you got to get right up on the microphone when you talk. We have Levi Gore. Hi, Levi.
Hello.
Annalise Friend.
Hi.
Oh, I was wrong. I had two choices over there. Shannon Dotson.
Hi.
Okay. Andy Bond.
Thanks for having us.
And I don't know how to pronounce this name. Kate Clark.
You did it, Lisa. I'm so proud of you.
Welcome, one and all. Before we go on, I just want to remind everybody that you should dial 512-472-5667. You could do this on the interwebs at koop.org, right?
Yes.
Be like everybody in this room, which I believe everybody has become a member of this radio station, right? Yeah?
Yeah,
of course. Okay, good. And join and be a member of your community radio station. Because remember, KOOP, radio for people.
Not for profit.
So now, those of you watching the webcam can see not only is the microphone being very difficult to see, but it's being blocked by other people. It's crazy. It's really fun here.
When you want to do it, it's not for, it's for people, not for profit.
You know, the only thing that would be
sound better.
The only thing that would make that better is if it were in harmony. So if we're not, you know, if we're not,
we'll work on it.
Work on it. Okay, great. So we did not have an opening, but we do have a new review of a particular show on Broadway. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, what?
Hello, Dolly.
Oh, Dolly.
Dolly's English.
See, of course, Dolly, the Dolly to which Nick is speaking is the cloned sheep.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. That was straight from the Hypernia Gardens radio show. So we got a re-review of Bernadette Peters in Hello, Dolly. And oddly enough, big old rave, right?
Shocking.
Shocker. Well, one can argue almost better than Miss Bette.
Well, I called
Shocker.
That one.
Well,
beforehand.
We all called that one.
Come on.
And
I love Bette. There's nothing against Bette.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bette,
I agree with you.
I mean, we're talking Bernadette Peters, so I mean, come
but
on.
Did anybody else read the review? Anybody? Lots
good.
Of lots.
I'm
of,
raising my hand.
Yeah, and I am raising my hand.
I'm raising my foot.
So for the next 50 minutes, we're just going to sit here in silence and do the entire show by hand signals. Okay, that's not.
Well done.
Here, we'll do this. Okay, there we go.
So in honor of such a rave review, I spent the entire day yesterday listening to Bernadette Peters in Song and Dance.
I love that show.
Me too.
So what I found...
Another Andrew Lloyd Webber sleeper, who knew?
Okay, but we're here to talk about Hello, Dolly.
It's Bernadette.
Well, we're here to talk about Hello, Dolly in Bernadette. Dolly
got,
Levi and Bernadette Peters.
She got a very good review. And also, there's a lot of news around that show right now. Not only did she come in, but Santino Fontana is going to come in and take over for Gavin Creel for a little bit. Those
and
of you
Dick
don't
Garber.
Know who Santino is, he's the voice of one of the princes in that movie Frozen with that song, Let It Go.
He was also in the... internet series Submissions Only. He was wonderful
in
it.
He's a very talented
the
young
Cinderella.
Actor. Or the Cinderella. Or the Biloxi Blue. Not Biloxi
Or
Blues.
Everything. Yeah. But Santino Fontana, wonderful performer. Vic Garber, he might get somewhere if he works at it.
Yeah.
But they found, both Vic Garber and Bernadette Peters found a whole different take on the characters. Bernadette Peters is a much more dark version of Holly Levi. It's not the big boisterous... Borscht?
Borscht. A lot of borscht.
In the borscht belt.
In the borscht belt.
True, borscht belt. So that was sort of the marker of a bet. And it just a love story. And I need to say, when we're talking about Bernadette Peters, I have been binge watching this series, Mozart in the Jungle. Anybody watch that?
Yes,
right into the microphone when we talk.
Yes, I have.
Levi Gore has seen it. Do you like it?
Yeah. I really enjoy it.
All right. Well, that was very articulate. Thank you.
Can you elaborate?
But anyway, Bernadette Peters plays a major role in it, and she's lovely. She even got a singing turn in it. Of course, she plays the. It's a story about the New York City Symphony Philharmonic, which I believe is. This is a fictional orchestra. It doesn't really exist. Anyway, Bernadette Peters is in it, and guess what? I'm sorry, I'm laughing because you can't. Nobody can hear you.
I'm protesting.
It's her birthday.
Should I say bon anniversaire?
It's her birthday, bon anniversaire. So let's take a quiz here. Who in this room knows how old Bernadette Peters is?
Let me tell you.
Nope.
She don't look it.
I think I know.
Well, go.
I think that she's 70 because I just read an article.
Well, then you win.
Do I
cheated?
Win? What do I win? What? How is it cheating to have read
you
an article?
Win.
You can't read. Our listeners do not read. Let's be very clear about that.
Oh, God, Lisa, what are you doing?
Yes, she's 70 years old. My gosh. So anyway, that's that. Dolly. Oh, speaking of, so she did a little show called, was it Song and Dance? No, it was the revival of...
Hold Little on. Night Music?
Well, we could talk about Song and Dance again if you want.
Nope.
Sunday in the Park with George?
Wait.
Always in the park. The Jerk? Can we talk about The Jerk?
Yes, we can.
Into the Woods?
I love The Jerk.
How about Pink Cadillac? That's another good one.
Okay, we're going to stop.
It's
Bernadette. It's... anyway, she and Michael Riedel have had a feud since he slayed her in the... revival of Gypsy.
I forgot about that.
He slayed her in the revival of Gypsy, and they've had a huge feud, evidently. I did not really know this, but they have not spoken in 15 years. And after the after her preview or her debut in Hello, Dolly, there's a picture of him at Sardi's with her on his knee begging her forgiveness, which I believe she gave him.
I want all of my feuds to end that way.
They don't?
Yeah, how what's
strange.
Wrong with you?
They haven't yet.
Kate, when we ended our when we ended our feud, remember?
Yeah, that was a lot of making out.
There was a lot of making out and water throwing.
Yes.
don't know what that means. But they've made
up. That's a funny story. I didn't even know that. I love that you brought that up because I didn't know that existed. And also, Michael Riedel, I saw that production of Gypsy. She was amazing.
Michael Riedel. Well, Michael Riedel is contentious. Nonetheless, and here's more Michael Riedel news.
Are you going to move into the next Michael Riedel news?
Yes, we are. Do you want to say what it is?
He's leaving the New York Post.
Leaving the New York Post.
And doing some radio.
He's going on to the radio morning show on W
A Y O K.
No, it's W something, isn't it? I have it right here. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. But he's leaving the New York Post, and the rumor has it he is...
W-O-R.
Yes, W-O-R. Radio station 710 on your dial. Stand by for these messages. And that's, you know, when we do with this.
We'd like to thank you, Herbert Hoover. You made us what we are today.
That's what you'll get when you call 512-472-5667. You'll get thanked by a Broadway cast. That is the original Broadway cast of Annie. He is leaving the Post. That's huge. He's been there for 20 years.
I'm proud of him. That's a really great thing to do.
I heard a rumor that he will continue writing a column for an unknown but popular Broadway website. I honestly don't know which one it is.
I believe so. I mean, he hasn't been
but it might
as much
rhyme
with
Schmaybill.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you might get one when you leave the theater or go into the theater.
I don't know that. But he will, you'll start to hear him on Monday, this coming Monday.
That's really exciting. I think that he'll do great in that. And I think that that's a wonderful example of someone who's done really well at something and then decides to keep growing their craft and goes on to something else. Go get it, Michael Riedel.
Grow your craft,
definitely
Riedel.
Definitely has stories to tell, which is so perfect for radio. So He'll be co-hosting with the Len.
Yeah, we'll maybe we can, you know, do a co-production with WOR.
I'd like that.
AM radio in New York City in the tri-state area. John Hoffner, find your way over to a microphone. John Hoffner of Shades of Green Energy on Thursdays at 1 o'clock.
Pushed my way into this room.
And tell folks why the heck they want to become a new sustainer to our radio station and get this book. You've read it, haven't you?
I've finished it just while we were sitting here. It's a hardcover, right? Cool book.
He finished the hat.
We already have a donor.
Oh,
we
awesome.
Nicole, I guess everybody probably knows who Nicole is.
Yeah, we know who Nicole.
Room. Well, you know, we can't sit on here and ask people to be a member if we can't, you know, walk the walk ourselves. So, hello.
So, Nicole Shiro. So
that was me.
Yep. So, the hosts here at this radio show are supporters of this station.
Yes.
You should know that.
And that's really important to know. And it means that you've got another $100 to meet the goal. But let's push past it.
Let's push
past
it. For
this hour. Call up in 512-472-5667. Somebody's phone is ringing
right now. So, but there is one more line open. As long as that phone is... So you may as well call 512-472-5667. And you yourself can finish the hat. And if you do come in as a new sustainer, you will bring us over our goal, and we'll just keep going.
That was a trick, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had that all planned.
Phones are ringing off the hooks, but you can still get through. If you don't like calling and talking to somebody, you can always go to our website, kop.org. If you're comfortable clicking on a mouse rather than talking to a person, which I prefer not to actually, hit that button and say donate. And I guess really quickly, I'll tell you, we have a cool T-shirt.
It is cool. It's 100% cotton. That's how cool it is.
And it's something that we like to give to our new members or anybody that calls in with a donation of $60 or more. It is a cool shirt. It says KOOP. It points to 91.7. You are here, and that's where you're tuned.
Right. You know, right where you are. And then what does it say on the back there, John? I like the back.
On the back, it says, I found my place. KOP right here. Dun, dun, you dun, found dun, the place dun. To make a donation at 512-472-5667.
And if you do, you get thanked like this.
Out of 10, here we are. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you and good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
That's amazing.
You're on fire.
I am on fire. Okay, 512-472-5667 is the phone number to call. Right now, please take us over the edge. We do have another opening, which this surprised me. This has been in the works for, I think, over 10 years. It played in London. It had a showcase in New York. Big bomb at that showcase. But it is on fire right now.
Jerry Springer, right?
The opera. Jerry Springer, the opera.
Let me say, Lisa, our listeners might even know this. I am snarky and judgmental when it comes to things. And I went in there with folded arms like, this isn't going to be good, blah, blah, blah.
Did you see it?
Such a good time.
Did you? Yes. You saw the workshop.
Yes.
It was a reading, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I loved it.
Well, it is. It has opened last Thursday night at the Pershing Square Signature Theater. It's a new group production. Jerry Springer, the opera, the music is the. In this review written by Ben Brantley, waxed eloquently mostly about the music and how wonderful it is, and how wonderful Terrence Mann as playing the titular role.
Okay, let's just talk. Let's just say that again. Terrence Mann. Mm-hmm. Hello. Let's just say it one more time.
Terrence Mann. And Will Swinson.
Yes.
Playing the second lead.
But let's just go back to Terrence Mann.
There's been a really cool friendship that's developed between Terrence Mann and Will Swinson over the years. They've done a couple of projects together.
Oh, yeah. Really cool. You know what?
So it's off Broadway. It's no doubt going to be, I'm sure it's going to move. Ben Brantley says he calls it a sacred and profane oratorio of angel winged songs about heaven, hell, and a talk show host.
Well, if you think about it, right, it's kind of become topical for lots of different reasons, you know.
Currently, right now. So actually, they do make the you know, why does it work now when it didn't before? And it's really it's that the personification of what's happening right now in our own political environment, right there on stage. It's showing America's id through this show, Jerry Springer, the opera.
I'm gonna admit that I have been to the Jerry Springer show. Whoa. Multiple times.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah. There's no judgment here.
Well, I went to school in Chicago, and they always came to our school and wanted to give us tickets. So I would always go to Jerry Springer and Jenny Jones, top of the line, and it was kind of hilarious. I have to tell you.
So the and oddly enough, if you remember the Air America, the short-lived left-wing network,
yes.
Jerry Springer had a talk show on it, and he was wonderful. He was thoughtful.
Fascinating guy.
Amazing, really nice. amazing. Yeah. Very different from what we know of him. This has been such a hit already that it has already extended. What's interesting is Terrence Mann is not traveling. He's not unable to play the extension. And I forgot who's taking his place. But it's good. It's going to come in.
It's going to be Bernadette.
It is.
Well delivered.
Very well delivered. Okay, we're going to move on to, well, not kind of sad news, definitely sad news. Nanette Fabre passed away.
Yes.
And I did not realize what a huge theater person she was. I knew her from movies and stuff like that, and game shows from the 70s.
I was about to say a lot of game shows.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
No. But she...
Let's talk about it. The 70s really did have the best game shows.
They did. That's why they're all back in the 2018.
Exactly.
She won a Tony Award when she's 28 years old. It was her seventh show for a show called Love Life, which is a collection of sketches by Lerner, Alan J. Lerner, and Kurt Vile.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. Isn't everybody going to go Google
really
that?
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Say that again. Love what?
Love Life.
Love Life. Okay.
She was also in High Button Shoes, the Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn show. What else did I see in here that I found interesting? Oh, she also she had one film success, which I find strange, but it was the Bandwagon, Comden and Green, and it had that wonderful song. Had I not already put the music together, I would have been played it. It's that Triplets number.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that?
It's our song.
With Fred Astaire and Jack Buchanan? It is.
It's us.
When one of us gets the measles, then all of us gets the measles. Then one of us gets the measles.
We should go on the road.
And I hate you very much. So, does anybody know that song?
I don't know,
we did such a good rendition of it.
We just amused ourselves. No. It doesn't matter.
All of our, we have like six people here and they're like going, why are
staring
they're
blankly.
Scratching their heads and going, why are they making us sit through this?
Yeah. But I'm amused.
You could join in. Kate would join in. If one of us gets the measles, then all of us gets the measles. Then all of us gets the measles. So
I have to say, you've enticed me to look it up now.
If you get an opportunity, Google or whatever search engine you'd like to use, Triplets on the Bandwagon, and watch this video. There's a million videos of it. They're wearing little baby costumes, and it is adorable, and she is adorable.
Well, that's why I wore my baby costume today.
That is, and she is wearing...
I knew we were going to do this.
She's wearing diapers today, everybody, just so you know. You shouldn't see that on the... Anyway, rest in peace, Nanette Fabre. And what may I say what a great name that is?
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
We.
We, como no. They filled out the cast for Jesus Cristo
Superestrella.
Superestrella.
I love that you say that. I say that all the time. Jesus Cristo Superestrella.
Norm Lewis was added, Victor Dixon, but they've got all the entire cast.
I'm not happy. I saw some...
What?
Not happy. The casting I'm okay with. Okay. I saw some footage of John singing Gethsemane, and it made me really upset, and I don't think I can watch it.
You're going to watch it.
It's a literal... Gethsemane is the come to Jesus moment, no pun intended.
And you guys, she just pushed me.
Was scary, and it wasn't good. And you know how excited I was about John's man. I don't know.
Okay, well,
I don't.
We'll see.
Know.
The good thing about Nicole is she's not very opinionated.
Not. But listen, Nicole, my mind is clearer now. At last.
At last. Don't get me started. Oh my God. Did. I had to take out the turntable and put on the album because I was just, it the really irked me. It was so bad.
All right.
I'll share it. It's not good.
I'm going to watch it. So I will tell you how good it is and how you missed it. Three Tall Women, which was scheduled to start this coming Tuesday, is now postponed till tomorrow. It's the first preview at the Golden Theater for technical reasons.
Let me tell you, and he's one of my closest, dearest friends, but I love Joe Mantello. He cannot put a show up on time. But here's what I also love about Power, and also producers that honor this man's amazing talent. He's like, I need more time. And they're like, okay.
Okay. It's two more days. Technical reasons.
Because it's Joe Mantello.
And Scott Rudin, of course.
Oh, it's Scott Rudin.
Yeah.
I cannot, and I say that totally in friendly jest, but I cannot wait to see this. I'm so excited.
Laurie Metcalf, Glenda Jackson, and Allison Pill.
Glenda Jackson.
All of them.
They're all great. So looking forward to seeing that. It is going to run March 29th through June 24th. And finally, have you all heard all this? I guess it's controversial. We don't really know why. Everybody's pulling Neil LaBute's plays. Fat Pig was just pulled. And they're not saying why. And nobody's talking about it. We are all making assumptions.
Harvey Weinstein.
Now I was about to say.
But why the quiet on this particular person? That's the part I don't understand. But Fat Pig, and we talked about Fat Pig before because it was going to be starring, what's her name from This Is Us?
Yes, making her Broadway debut.
Yeah, and I'm sad that she's not.
Chrissy Metz.
And that play is just beautiful. It's just a beautiful piece. So, yeah,
how long ago was it done here? Was it?
It was a theater on block.
It was done.
It was a great production as well.
It's interesting that they're pulling his older plays and not just the new ones in development. Like, I
mixed about that.
Yeah, it's. You know. I mean, because I mean, it's. I'm very, very. I'm a playwright, so this is what we talk about.
It's odd that it's not a whole. It's not the whole. Library that it's right. Partial. It is.
Well,
odd.
No, I believe it's probably the whole library. Yeah, I mean, we're hearing about the bigger shows, but my guess is whatever the issue is.
But are people telling the smaller theaters, or are people telling the smaller theaters, hey, this thing happened, or are they just being like, oh, something must have happened? So
this is the first time
it.
They haven't really know. had a, not publishing a reason.
I will say that. Neil LaBute, if you are a young female critic who writes a negative review of any one of his plays, no matter how small the publication, he will get into an internet fight with you, which is super fun.
That sort of says things. Anyway, we have to take a little break. While we're on the break, please dial 512-472-5667. We'll tell you more about that after the break. Here's another song called Drive. This one is from The Lightning Thief. We are back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air here on KOOP HD1 HD3 in Hornsby.
Little old Hornsby.
In Hornsby. So that wasn't the legal ID because I added the N. You have to say it legally, KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby. If I say in Hornsby, you are cut out.
Get the hook.
Get the hook. G-I-H. What's that number that we should call, Mr. Hoffner?
512-472-5667. KOOP. Should we do it again? 512-472.
Don't have to worry about it.
And each time we have a membership drive, you can call us and get a new t-shirt.
There you go. New t-shirt. I got one. I did.
I got one now.
Okay. Earlier in the day, earlier in the day, about 6 o'clock this morning, I remember this so good. We asked Andy to choose a number between 2 and 50. What'd you choose?
Number 20.
You know what? I'm going to turn that microphone on. What number did you choose?
Number 23.
Let's see what it is.
This is Patrick Page, and you're listening to Offstage and On the Air on KOOP Hornsby. Austin. That's a ridiculous accent. That's not how I really
sound.
You
could do it again.
Patrick Page. We love him.
That was fun.
Speaking of Patrick Page, you know what I have not heard a lot about recently or lately is Hadestown that he did out in L.A.? LA, who knows, somewhere, yeah. Some city.
Yes.
So let's introduce the folks from the Barons Men here to talk about this show, which actually the title confused me, I must say, at first. I had to use the Google to figure out what it was. So the title is The Curate Shakespeare, As You Like It, by Don Nigro. I'm assuming that's how we pronounce his last name.
It is.
That is the way I'm going to pronounce it anyway.
Yeah.
And here from that group, we have the director, Kate Clark.
Hello.
We have Andy Bond.
Hello.
We have Annalise Friend.
Hi there.
And I just need to say that Annalise has always been a friend.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we have Shannon Dodson.
Hi.
And we have Levi Gore.
Hello.
Who is not, because we can see him, he's not very gory.
No.
But he isn't a Levi.
He's
very much a Levi.
So, Kate, this, The Curate Shakespeare As You Like It.
So, we pronounce the end of it with a little schwa, so... Curate. If you want to sound the know,
curate.
You need to say The Curate.
Hold on, could you repeat
you like
that?
It.
The batteries in my hearing aid weren't in.
Well, I've got aluminium foil filled with oregano, and that's blocking my eardrums.
Park your Jaguar in the garage.
It's okay, we'll go find it in the boot of my car. Sorry, there's no fag smoking here.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, The Curate. By the way...
By the way, I love that we entertain ourselves. No.
I went to the doctor the other day with this problem I had I was like spewing Shakespeare all the time, and I couldn't stop, and I said, Doctor, Curate.
Okay, but sorry. It's going to help people remember how to pronounce it. So yay!
So tell us about the Curate Shakespeare As You Like It.
Sure. So Don Nigro was commissioned to write a 7-person As You Like It, and he did that sort of. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival asked him to take As You Like It and write it for a group of 7, and he was like, no, I'm going to write something different. So it's an original piece. It was written in 76 about...
1776?
Yes, 1776. Okay. Awesome. Very old. No, 1976. And it's about a group of, kind of a ragtag group of traveling players led by the curate, who's played by our very own Andy Bond, that is going to put on As You Like It, and they are underprepared. And they don't have enough people. There are only 7 of them.
So this is like Noises Off meets Shakespeare.
Like the Mechanicals could do As You Like It.
Yes,
exactly.
It is exactly like that.
Land. I love it.
Yeah, so, I mean, part of the reason we wanted to do it was that we did As You Like It last year, so this is like a companion piece. It's almost exactly a year later. And another reason is we wanted to attract new people to the Barons Men. This show is actually technically outside the Barons Men charter.
It's not typical of what you would expect, and that's why I was doubly
squeaked
confused.
It by.
Also, As You Like It is just
such a fun show. Yeah, and this is doubly fun because it's, you know, a play within a play.
And then a play within a... Yes.
Yeah, it's
a play within a play.
Very, very fun.
So let's talk about each of your roles, and we'll start with Andy. You play the curate, obviously.
Yes, I am the curate, and my job is to kind of corral these people who don't think they can do it, know that they can't do it, are underprepared, under-equipped, frightened, and yet, much like life, you just have to get on with it anyway. And so I cajole them and urge them and threaten them and make them go do the play.
There you go. Annalise?
I play the character of Celia. She's kind of the curate's protege, we've decided. And she is feels a lot of pressure in order to make sure that she presents herself in the manner to which she has become accustomed. So she thinks she's a lot better of an actor than everybody else, and she gets very embarrassed and humiliated by the shenanigans, let's say, that happen.
Yeah.
She's kind of like Celia with Rosalind in As You Like It, right? She's kind of that compass, that sort of barometer of realism.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely.
There you go.
Every character that plays within the play is named after one of the characters in As You Like It.
Aha. See, and there you go. And Shannon.
I play a character named Audrey, who plays both Rosalind and Audrey, surprisingly.
I'm loving the pronunciation.
She is filling in for Rosalind. She wasn't supposed to have this big of a role, so when she first starts off, she's not really sure what she's doing, and she's not very good at it, but she's having a fun time, and... we're all having a fun time.
I love that.
Is she from Connecticut? She sounds like she's from Connecticut.
No, she's from LA.
Oh, well. Levi is producing it. You're not in this show, correct?
No, I'm not. I'm just on the back.
But you oftentimes are in the shows here. Are you?
Very often, yeah.
Very often.
I've been in more shows than on the backside of shows.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You guys are prepared to do a little scene, are you not?
Yes. Yeah.
We are.
Oh, my God. And so, I would like to say before we start that I am standing in for our amazing Rosalind, Rachel Shaw. This is not necessarily a scene that shows her off. So because she only has three lines, I'll be playing Rachel's part. If you want to see our...
All right, we are gonna move on, and we're gonna hear a little bit. Do you want to set the scene up at all?
You know what? It actually kind of sets itself up.
Okay, we'll set it up. So this is Andy Bond, Annalise Friend, and Shannon Dotson, along with Kate Clark as a apt substitute, doing a scene from the Barensman production of The Curate Shakespeare, As You Like It by Don Nigro.
A lawn on the palace grounds of Celia's father, the wicked Duke Frederick. Celia and her bosom friend Rosalind.
Hold it. Cut. Where's Audrey? Audrey, relax. It's your debut. Bright lights, fame and fortune, stardom. Every girl's dream. Isn't it exciting?
I need a drink.
No, no. None of that. We're all counting on you, Audrey. You're going to be a wonderful Rosalind. Even Rosalind thinks so, don't you, sweetheart? There, see? We're all on your side. Even Celia. Are you ready, Celia? You're not going to pout, are you? It's boring when you pout.
Stand up straight, Audrey. Now relax. Okay, we're ready.
Good for you. All right, Rosalind?
Celia and her bosom friend Rosalind, daughter to the banished good Duke, discuss life and love and heavyweight wrestling.
I pray thee, Rosalind, sweet my cuz, be merry. I pray thee, Rosalind, sweet my cuz, be merry. I pray thee,
Rosalind. What a rogue and pheasant slave am I.
Cut.
Be my maidenhead at 12 years old.
Cut.
Where the bee sucks, there's a guy.
For God's sakes, cut when I tell you to cut.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm going to go throw up.
This is impossible.
It's not impossible. It's just difficult. Bring her back here.
I want to go home.
Oh, poor baby.
Now listen here, Audrey. Are you listening? We can't do this play without a Rosalind. And our Rosalind is, well, she's very sweet, and we all love her very much, but her mind has taken a sort of a vacation, hasn't it, dear? She sings like a little bird, and she's fond of stage directions, but she won't play her part. It's gone right out of her head. It's quite a mystery and very sad, but it's something we're all going to have to learn to live with. The future of our little universe depends on you. Ooh. We need you, Audrey. Rosalind needs you. Shakespeare needs you. Our imaginary audience, bless their carnivorous little hearts, they need you. Please, Audrey. Each woman in her time plays many parts. You don't have to be very good. God knows Celia isn't very good.
Hey!
The clown isn't very good. Even I have my limitations. But we all do the best we can. You'll just be one small disaster among many. Do it for the muse, for the god Apollo, for all the poor players who've ever strutted and fretted their little souls out on a stage, for the ghost of Will Shakespeare, burning in hell now for plagiarism and whoring. Let's go out there and win this one for the old bard. What do you say, Audrey?
Yay, team.
Shut up.
What will happen? What will happen next?
I love that.
I do, too. This seems like a lot of fun.
It reminds me a little bit of the... Do you know the play, Lee Blessing's play, Fortinbras? It's a similar comedic adaptation.
It's the characters of Hamlet,
it's the same thing, sort of premise as this with Hamlet. It's really fun.
Awesome. I'm going to have to read that one.
Well, that's great. So y'all are playing out at the Curtain Theater.
Yes, ma'am.
And whenever we have people that are coming here from the Curtain, we really, we want people, it's so much fun out there. There's no reason not to go. It's beautiful.
No, it's a special, special place.
So y'all are in Tech Week. When do you open?
We open tomorrow.
Tomorrow, March 1st.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you're ready?
We're so ready. Yeah, we really are.
Very ready.
And how long do you play? When do you play through? When's closing?
We close on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Well, thank you so much for
coming on
the show.
Thank you.
We do not have backstage today, so we won't see you backstage. So next time you come on, you'll have to stick around and join us backstage.
Okay, we would love that.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thank so that was Kate Clark, Levi Gore, Andy Bond, Annalise Friend, and Shannon Dotson of the Baron's Men production of The Curate Shakespeare, As You Like It by Don Nigro. It is playing at the Curtain Theater from March 1st through the 17th. For more information, thebaronsmen.org. We will be right back. And we are back. 512-472-5667 is the number to call. You've been listening to Offstage and On the Air with Lisa Sheps and Nick Squared.
Nick Squared!
Remember, this is radio for the people, not for...
Perfect.
Well, that was close to harmony.
I know.
So we're fortunate enough to have here in the studio with us Raina Hardy, who is the playwright of Agent Andromeda, currently at the Ground Floor Theater, produced by Galaxy Corp Productions. I have been honored enough to be part of this little shindig and watching it go up. I mean, I don't do anything other than walk around, but it's all sorts of fun. So Raina, why don't you tell folks what this show is?
So it is a sex-positive, body-positive, sci-fi circus sex spectacular musical. We've got aerialists, we've got object manipulation, we have clowns. It's like a full circus, but it tells a story, and the story it tells is Agent Andromeda's quest to find the overflowing chalice, which is like the Holy Grail, but slutty.
And it has camp.
Oh, yes. It definitely has a lot of camp. But I think it also has, as I think all the best camp does, like a heart to it.
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely a heart. So this is the second incarnation of this show. The first one was a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm. Like a year and a half.
A year and a half ago. So tell us the process, how you came to write this particular piece, and what magic miracle of a germ of an idea in Raina Hardy's head made this come to fruition?
So I wasn't really a lot of times as the playwright, everything starts with me. Like I get an idea and I go off by myself and write. And what I loved about this process was that that's not how it was. Rudy Ramirez, a director I work with all the time, who is just a linchpin of Austin Theater.
We've heard of him here on the show.
Have you really?
Yes, we have.
No way. He came to me because Sky Candy, the Aerials troupe, had wanted to do something in the vein of Barbarella. And Rudy decided that he wanted to work on like a totally new show that had some of that, you know, that idea of sex as a sci-fi adventure.
Mm-hmm.
But make it something that we needed right now. Right, what we felt about sexuality and the dream of the adventure of it, like for this particular era.
And as you mentioned, and as Sky Candy has done in the past, it's all framed around aerial artists. So I'm just curious as to what came first in this instance. So when you look at this, one of the...
I'm glad you asked this, because this is what I was over here going,
Well, it's interesting to see how the aerial arts is used. For instance, and I don't think I'm giving anything away, there's one little battle scene where they're shooting at like stormtroopers that are flying around, and they use these rings and these acrobats, two per ring, get on and do these wonderful moves, and then... point their foot, and that becomes the machine gun. So, oh, hey, we need to focus on these rings, and I don't know the proper name for them.
Liras.
The Liras.
L-Y-R-A.
And we need to find a place to put it in the narrative of the show, or did you do the narrative of the show and go, this would be a perfect place for Lira work?
I did it all at the same time. So, it was cast first, so there's the general concept, and then we put the ensemble together, and it was a combination of aerialists and actors and mm-hmm. other kinds of performers, like from the world of burlesque and from the world of just all kinds of performance worlds. And once we had the cast, I wanted to make sure that everybody's amazing skills were highlighted in various ways. So I
cooked up the story. Like, we did a lot of material generation together, et cetera, et cetera. And
so it was quasi-devised.
Yeah, no, it was totally devised. Okay. In that, yeah, no, like, we sat around.
I meant totally.
Yeah, totally. No, it's. I do think that when people hear the word devised, they think that it is not going to, you're not going to come up with something that is parodic and funny the way our show is, but you can use the technique in that way. Like, the cast generated material, I went away with it and I wrote it. And as I was writing, just like when you're writing any kind of musical, because this really is a musical, it's not traditionally structured, but you want to put in those moments where you can highlight, there's a word for it they use in the movies, you know, when there's an action sequence where you're not necessarily, you have to put them in because that's what people have come to see. They've come to see action, they've come to hear music, they've come to see spectacle. So as you are writing it, you always are looking for the moment to put it in.
So what's the word?
What word?
You said there's a word they use in film, and then I never heard the word.
It's escaped my mind. It's a really cool word.
But it's a great word.
I could go Google it.
Fishamalad.
Yeah.
It's Fishamalad.
Set piece. Yep.
Set piece.
No, it's fancier than that. That's
fancier.
It's better than
it
that.
Doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I totally put you on the spot. But that's awesome.
But you know what? Someone at home is probably knowing that what the word is. Yeah. They can call in and make a donation and give us the name of the word all at the same time.
512-472-5667 is the number to do that with. There you go.
See?
So you guys opened last week. I happen to know this because I was there. how much longer are you going to play?
We are going to run through March 10th.
March 10th. And... where can folks find more information about this show?
If you go to www.agentandromeda.com, that will actually bounce you over to our Facebook page.
Cool.
And you'll find out lots more there. We've got a cool video preview that you can watch to get an idea of what the show looks like and lots of memes that we've made.
Yeah, lots of memes. Cool.
Yeah,
well, great. Raina, thank you so much for coming
on
the show.
So
it's always fun
me.
To have you here. So that was Raina Hardy with Galaxy Corp Productions of Agent Andromeda, playing at the Ground Floor Theater now through March 10th. For more information, find them on Facebook. AgentAndromeda.com bounces you there. They are also on brownpapertickets.com. We're going to go away with a piece from the show.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
And this is what we're going to hear. I'm going to try to play the whole... It's a minute and a half of this, so we're going to try to listen to the whole thing. Here we go.
Learning how to be weightless and free. Still feel the pull of your gravity. Out here in space, staring at your face, do you still remember me? 'Cause here I am, turning in a never-ending circle, spinning through the night, lonesome. No one loves a satellite, but if you ever hear my signal or you see a distant light, of me, 'cause I'll keep singing. If it's only to the void, I'll keep singing. Love can never be destroyed. I'll keep singing. I'll keep singing. Here I am, turning in a never-ending circle, spinning through the night, lonesome. No one loves a satellite.
That was gorgeous. I should say that singer there is Jennifer Coy Jennings, who is playing the role. I don't know what's the character name for that.
Her name is Big Bang Betty. I always think of her as the singer.
She's the singer.
The singer and the narrator.
And that
gives
you an idea of the songs you hear a lot of music. Very similar to that. It's
wonderful,
really
composition. It's beautiful.
Tyler Mabry.
So we just have time to thank some lovely supporters and then move on. John Hoffner, what's going on?
Well, we have a winner for the book, right?
I believe we do.
Yay!
Who is that?
And that would be Carol Lee Beattie.
Carol Lee Biddle. We love Carola. Carola is just such a wonderful... First of all, she's a very good friend of mine, first and foremost, but she's a wonderful supporter of this show. She listens every week. And guess what, kids? She does not live in the Central Texas area. She lives outside of Milwaukee, somewhere in Wisconsin. I was going to say outside of Milwaukee, but she lives in somewhere in some big old farm with lots of goats and chickens.
Our signal goes really far. How does it get all the way up there to Milwaukee? On the line.
It's only the show. It's a really strong signal.
Strong signal. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Carly Beattie. Do you have any special thank yous to play up on your computer for her?
Oh, yeah. Just for her. This is the one I've got for her. That's it.
Well, we also want to thank Elizabeth
Barrett.
Thank you so much for your donation as well. We really appreciate it. We did great this hour. It had so much fun.
She's another one out of state in New York. So, so you can be out of state and still be a part of co-op, which is pretty awesome.
We love our Liz Barrett. And 512-472-5667. Austin Monitor News is coming up next. And they need your love, too. We did pretty well. And John Hoffner, you rocked the party.
Well, I was just here. Oh, you all rocked it. You had just this. The room was rocking with all the people and all the fun and all the stories.
We had a good time.
It's all about.
It is. It's all these stories. So remember, 512-472-5667. Those of you listening on the podcast, you can also call anytime or go on the website, koop.org, and make your donation there and become a member of the station. We do not want to forget our loyal podcast listeners.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, we don't.
Again, Austin Modern News coming up next. There is no backstage today, so if you're listening on the podcast, we're done with you for the day.
You'll be at the dumpsters alone. We will not be there.
In things of unnamed liquid. So let's go to Riverside Drive for our last drive song. See you later, folks. We'll see you next week.
Ciao.
Never know who you're gonna meet on Riverside Drive.
On Riverside.
Turn left on Park, then cross the park.